朋友们，大家好，今天是9月17号，星期四，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国卫生部还有疾控中心向美国国会提交报告，称将于2021年1月或者之后的几个月，向美国人民免费提供疫苗。此外，美国国务院发出声明，称19号访问台湾的国务次卿克拉奇将会参加台湾前总统李登辉的追思仪式。克拉奇是出访台湾最高层级的美国国务院官员。最后，美国国务卿蓬佩奥在会见英国外长时谈到了香港还有新疆问题。下面我们来看美国之音白宫记者黄洋溢的报道。
特朗普总统之前曾经说过，新型冠状病毒的疫苗很快就会研发成功，甚至可能在美国总统大选投票日，也就是11月3号之前，在11月1号就可以问世。那么在9月15号星期二的晚上呢，特朗普总统在接受美国广播公司 ABC 的举办的市民大会上，在回应一位曾经在2016年投票给他的选民的问题时候表示，他说疫苗甚至有可能在几个星期之内就可以面世。他说，如果你想知道事实，前任政府可能需要好几年才能获得疫苗，因为必须经过食品药物管理局和其他部门的核准，而我们距离获得疫苗只剩几个星期了，可能3个星期、4个星期，但想我想我们有了美强生、辉瑞药厂，我们有很多很棒的公司，而他们很接近研发出疫苗。不过星期三的时候呢，美国卫生官员在国会作证时表示，大概还要几个月的时间才会有疫苗成功研发。星期三的中午，白宫幕僚长梅多斯在白宫被记者问到特朗普总统说疫苗3到4周即可研发出来的说法是根据什么，梅多斯只有表示有信心将会研发出有效的疫苗。而在星期三的中午在下午11点多的时候呢，白宫的发言人也举办了白宫新闻简报会。那么在简报会上呢，也被问到了特朗普总统所谓这个新冠疫苗即将问世的说法是什么。我们来看一下白宫发言人麦肯纳尼是怎么回答的。
We do believe that it will be widely available by the end of the year. It's why we partnered with Sanofi, GSK, Pfizer, and now Johnson & Johnson with $1 billion contracts to manufacture 100 million doses. So we still feel that we're on the right timeline.
而星期三的上午呢，在这国会听证的时候，美国的这个卫生的官员，包括卫生部，还有这个美国疾病管理预防中心所提出来的疫苗的规划，则是有几个重点。第一个重点是呢，这个工卫部门的规划以年底有疫苗研发成功为前提来估计。疾病管理预防中心的主任雷德菲尔德说，第一阶段的疫苗释放将针对需要以及有高风险的人，而第二跟第三阶段呢，要等到疫苗的生产更多之后才普及到全民。此外呢，是民众需要施打两剂，当中相隔21到28天才会有效。那么两剂呢，需要来自同一家的药厂来生产。第三呢，重点是呢，美国国会来拨款，来保证每个美国人都可以获得免费的疫苗，即使是没有保险也可以。此外呢，美国国务院星期三也发出了声明，证实了美国国务次卿克拉奇将访问台湾，并且会在9月19号来参加台湾前总统李登辉的追思仪式。在声明当中呢，美国国务院发言人奥特加斯说，国务院主管经济成长、能源与环境的克拉奇次卿将访问台湾，在9月19号参加前总统李登辉的追思仪式。美国赞扬李登辉总统的民主遗产将透过共享的经济和政治价值，持续我们与台湾坚强的连结以及台湾蓬勃的民主。克拉奇预计在9月19号访问台湾，并且将会在18号出席台美经济与商业对话。这个会议预定将会讨论供应链的重组、营业秘密保护、中资等外资投资审查，还有印太战略合作等议题。此外，在9月13号星期三，美国国务卿蓬佩奥与英国的外长多米尼克拉布也举办了联合记者会。在记者会上呢，蓬佩奥国务卿特别提到了中国共产党、香港还有新疆。
We also discussed the challenges presented to the world by the Chinese Communist Party, and the challenges that that same party presents to the people of China. We're all overcoming the virus that the CCP allowed out of Wuhan. But while we're all recovering, the party's aggression abroad and abuses at home have gotten even worse. We appreciate the steps that the British government has taken to face the China challenge in recent months. That includes remarkable work speaking up for the people of Hong Kong and offering many of them refuge, calling out repression in Xinjiang and banning Huawei while working to phase out untrusted equipment. the United Kingdom and the United States, I know will always stand together in the defense of freedom.
同时呢，英国外长拉布也表示，两人谈到香港以及新疆议题。那么在港版国安法宣布之后，英国首相约翰逊表示，这破坏了中英联合声明，并且呢，将会为港人提供避难。我们知道呢，香港名人士罗冠聪已经成功的到英国避难了。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅发自白宫的报道。
美国司法部周三宣布起诉五名与中国政府有关联的黑客，并且表示已经逮捕了两名与其合谋的马来西亚商人。另一方面，路透社报道称，美国一反过去分批次对台军售的常态，正计划向台湾出售七种主要武器系统。
美国司法部对五名中国公民发出了起诉，指控他们对包括社交媒体、游戏公司、大学和电信供应商在内的超过100家美国公司和机构进行了黑客攻击。司法部尚未逮捕这五名嫌疑人，但表示和这些黑客合谋利用攻击游戏公司而获利的两名马来西亚商人已于本周在当地被拘禁，目前正面临引渡。司法部副部长罗森说，我们知道中国政府制造电脑入侵的能力并不比美国或其他相似国家的执法机关差，但他们没有选择这么做。
We knowThe Chinese authorities to be at least as able as the law enforcement authorities here and in like-minded states to enforce laws against computer intrusions, but they don't do so. But know this, no country can be respected as a global leader while paying only lip service to the rule of law and without taking steps to disrupt brazen criminal acts like this.No responsible government knowingly shelters cyber criminals that target victims worldwide in acts of rank theft.
路透社星期三引用四名知情人士提供的信息发出独家报道，美国计划向台湾出售多达七套主要武器系统，包括地雷、巡航导弹和无人机。分析人士认为，美国计划同时向台湾进行七项军售，罕见地偏离了多年来美国对台军售的先例。过去，美国对台军售在时间上是隔开的，并经过仔细的校准，以便把与北京的紧张关系降至最低。据路透社报道，这一揽子武器出售目前正处于出口程序中，预计美国行政当局将在今后的几个星期内知会美国国会。路透社援引美国军工行业一位消息人士的话说，美国国务卿蓬佩奥本星期将就此向特朗普总统汇报。香港政府要求美国取消对香港制造商品产地来源标记的规定。香港商务以及经济发展局局长邱腾华星期三表示，已于当天要求美国驻港澳总领事向美国贸易代表莱特希泽转达香港政府的这一要求。美国海关当局8月11日发布公告称，自9月25日起，香港出口到美国的货物必须标明原产地是中国，不能继续贴香港制造的标签。针对中国当局强推的港版国安法，美国政府明确表示，香港不再具有足够的自治权，也不再有理由继续享用不同于中国的差别待遇。美国贸易代表办公室尚未对港府的要求作出回应。华尔街日报的报道称，美国、欧洲和中国的银行正帮助中国化工集团和中国长江三峡集团向国际投资者销售和推广他们的债券，价值分别是近30亿美元和10亿美元。美国国防部上个月将这两家公司标记为中国共产党军队企业，意在指出中国人民解放军会利用这两家公司获得和开发的技术。尽管如此，这个标记并不禁止他们在美国做生意。不过，《华尔街日报》引用专家的话说，国防部的这一举动可能意味着相关制裁即将到来，而这也许会伤害帮助这两家公司的银行和债券购买者的名声。
最近，深圳振华数据信息公司收集全球240多万人的个人资料的消息曝光之后，引发了关注。该公司建立的海外关键信息数据库旨在向中国军队、政府还有商业客户提供对外国政治、军事还有商业人物的见解，有关各国基础设施还有军事部署的细节，以及公众舆论分析。 该数据库被泄露给了美国学者克里斯·鲍尔丁，他当时正在北京大学担任经济学教授。
Well, because they're targeting, they appear to be targeting, for instance, opinion makers in policy, such as think tanks, politicians, relatives, things like that. If they were able to successfully target those individuals and shift policy, that could be significantly long-term damaging in changing China policy to be something that is more, distinctly more to China's liking.
鲍尔丁表示，向他透露这些数据的人冒着极大的风险，这也显示中国国内有一些人对于共产党的专制十分的不满。此外，他还指出，振华公司的业务与中国政府有着千丝万缕的联系。
Specifically, the company talks openly about working with military, government, and security agencies within the Chinese state. And our research absolutely would support that assertion. We can't say specifically who, meaning on an individual basis who accesses it, or specifically how the data is used. But we absolutely feel very, very confident in saying that they are working closely with various agencies within the Chinese state.
在纽约举行的联合国大会是每年规模最大的国际集会之一，但是今年由于新冠疫情，大会改为线上虚拟举行。美国总统特朗普还有中国国家领导人习近平都暂定于22日发表讲话。
第75届联合国大会于本周二在发生了巨变的纽约开幕，所有的会议和演讲仍会举行，但观众和交通则不同以往了。
So this year, we'll be having a video statements delivered in our large, iconic General Assembly Hall. And we'll have one person per every member state in the General Assembly Hall in order to cut down on numbers because of COVID-19.
不过联合国发言人布兰登·瓦尔玛说，新的线上形式增加了参与这些虚拟会议的世界领导人的数量。
So this year we have around almost 120 heads of state that will be giving addresses via video message. Also around 54 heads of government, which includes prime ministers. So we're definitely seeing larger numbers. In the past, we would have had around 70 to 80 heads of state briefing in person.
住在联合国大楼附近的纽约客们对于今年外国访客的缺席有着复杂的情绪。
I live in the neighborhood and I've been living here for about 5 years. And it's very busy and also it feels a little bit dangerous at night.So I'm really happy that this time Yuan is not in session. They just do it virtually.
It's actually a big event here, and it's kind of exciting to see people from all over the world coming here to try and help make the planet a better place for everybody. I also feel bad for the small businesses in the area.
尽管纽约市通过限制性的社交措施已经控制住了大部分的疫情，但是专家表示，全面的经济复苏需要好几年的时间。公民组织纽约合作组织的一份调查发现，这个城市1/3的小企业，也就是差不多77,000名雇员，很可能因为没有经济活动而消失。有着数千名国际参与者的联合国大会本可以减轻这个城市的经济负担，但今年的线上形式并没有这个作用。
The United Nations is right down the block. Normally, there are hundreds of people who are here for breakfast.Happy hour, lunch, and dinner, so it will affect our bottom line.
另一方面，纽约客并不会想念封街，还有散布曼哈顿不同区域的那些绵延好几个街区的车龙，那些通常发生在联合国大会期间。
I like the fact that there'll be less traffic and congestion.
没有了这令人熟悉的联合国喧闹，正是新冠病毒还没有被战胜的又一个标志。
But I also think it's a kind of sad reminder that the whole world has been put on pause.I'm hopeful it will come back next year.
美国之音菲德尔，纽约报道。
二级飓风萨利周三在美国阿拉巴马州的墨西哥湾登陆。来看报道。
萨菲尔、辛普森飓风风力等级显示，萨利的风速为每小时165公里，有着大范围的破坏力。美国国家飓风中心在发出的警告中表示，这场飓风可能在墨西哥湾的中部偏北地区引发灾难性和威胁生命的洪水。飓风中心早些时候还称，随着进入内陆，萨利可能会给某些地区带来超过60厘米的降雨。萨利在阿拉巴马州的墨西哥海岸登陆，以每小时5公里的速度朝着该州和佛罗里达州的边境靠近。 飓风中心预测，萨利带来的风雨的覆盖范围会从密西西比州延展到佛罗里达州的西北地区。专注追踪热带风暴并为其造成的财产损失建模的基恩研究所的查克·瓦特森认为，萨利将带来价值20亿到30亿美元的损失。不过，如果最猛烈的降雨发生在内陆的话，这个预估数字还会上升。
美国众议院的一个委员会表示，在过去2年里，两架波音737 MAX 飞机的失事是飞机制造商以及美国联邦航空管理局长期失职的结果。
周三，众议院交通和基础设施委员会发表报告称，波音公司在 MAX 机型的设计和研发上出现错误，而联邦航空管理局在监督和发放合格证书时出现了疏忽。2019年，埃塞俄比亚航空的一架波音737 MAX 坠机，造成机上全部157人死亡。2018年，印尼狮子航空的同一机型飞机失事，189名乘客和机组人员无一幸免。波音公司在一份声明中表示，已经从这些意外和错误中汲取了经验。联邦航空管理局也称，愿意和议员们合作，针对报告指出的问题进行整改。
民主党总统候选人拜登本周前往佛罗里达州，在这个关键的战场中争取拉美裔选民的支持。
民主党总统候选人拜登星期二来到佛罗里达州中部，敦促增长中的波多黎各人口投票支持。
More than any other time, the Hispanic community, Latino community holds in their palm of the hand, their hand, the destiny of this country.
在近一个世纪的时间里，共和党候选人只有拿下佛罗里达州才能赢得总统大选。拉美裔在佛罗里达州占选民总数近25%。在2016年大选中，尽管当时的民主党候选人希拉里·克林顿赢得拉美裔选民支持，特朗普仍以1.2%的优势赢得这个关键州。今年在佛罗里达州进行的民调显示，特朗普和拜登支持率接近，但这次特朗普在拉美裔选民中占优势。在全国范围内，民调显示，拜登在拉美裔选民中的支持率与特朗普的差距已从30%降到9%。特朗普总统星期一在内华达州与拉美裔选民见面，他认为民调结果显示他的选情告捷。
This is good. You know, this is what the polls are all saying too. You know, as a Republican, Republicans don't do as well as perhaps they should, and probably some shouldn't do very well. But the polls came out, and we're leading Sleepy Joe by a lot.
为了吸引拉美裔选民，拜登批评了特朗普的限制移民政策，并呼吁为西语裔工人增加工资，特别是为在新冠病毒大流行期间从事必要服务的人。
We depend on them. There are a lot of people who are recognized for the first time by what they truly are essential. What we do, we don't just need to thank them. We need to pay them.
特朗普总统在佛罗里达州的拉美裔支持者主要是迈阿密的古巴裔美国人，他们赞成特朗普减少前总统奥巴马与共产主义古巴的接触，以及特朗普政府向委内瑞拉社会主义领导人马杜罗施加下台的压力。据报道，特朗普对拜登作为社会主义者的攻击也引起了1959年革命后逃离古巴的年长古巴人的共鸣。与此同时，进步派活动人士敦促拜登与年轻的拉美裔接触，他们更关注经济和种族不平等之类的国内问题。
There's a lot of new Latino young people, young Cubans who've come of age, who are registering to vote, who are way more progressive than their fathers or their grandmothers.
距离选举还有不到2个月时间，拜登竞选团队将新的重点放在夺回佛罗里达州拉美裔选民的支持上。上星期，民主党副总统候选人哈里斯访问了佛罗里达州的委内瑞拉社区，前民主党初选竞争者彭博承诺在该州花费1亿美元以提高拜登的支持率，包括拉美裔选民的支持。美国之音帕登华盛顿报道。
纽约市继续遭受新冠疫情的冲击，领取救济食物的人排起了长龙。 纽约市的食物银行表示，他们已经向纽约的居民分发了3000万份餐点，是去年同期数字的3倍。
纽约市食物银行表示，和去年同期相比，更多的人出来领取捐赠的食物。
Year to date, we typically distribute about 10 million meals at this point, so we have already tripled that.
纽约市食物银行副行长贾尼斯·罗宾逊说，他看不到尽头。
Sadly, New Yorkers are still struggling. People are unemployed and they're still having a need for food. Their children are being kept home, so those children aren't getting their meals at schools. So the need is only increasing.
许多排队领取救济品的人说，他们因为大流行病才被解雇。有些人则说，他们还在工作，但如果没有捐赠食物的帮助，他们无法维持生活所需。
It's a long line.
Why is that?
But too many people. They need food. We don't have no job. They lay you off.
有些人说，物价似乎也在上涨。
The kids are home, you spending more money. It's like, come on. Then you have to buy equipment, you know, in order for them to be schooled properly at home. So you're spending more money and not receiving more money.
就在人们排队领取赈济食物的时候，白宫和国会仍未能就第二个救助方案达成协议。最近的刺激经济方案提供每周600美元的失业补助金。但这个援助已在七月底失效。
I prefer working than have to be sitting there collecting a check every week, but you know it helped. But now that we're not getting nothing at all, I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills now.
共和党人和民主党人在新的刺激方案上陷入僵局。美国参议院上星期四否决了一个3000亿美元的新冠病毒援助方案，原因是共和党和民主党对援助的规模和范围意见分歧。美国之音记者迪亚洛报道。
在纽约市，一些搬家公司不得不拒绝客户的要求，而纽约市的控制的公寓数量也已经达到了65000套。与此同时，一场房主争取新租客的竞赛正在上演。
这是曼哈顿的一些街道正在上演的典型场景，搬家卡车和决定离开纽约市的人们纸箱。而搬家公司跟许多其他生意不同的是，他们不得不拒绝客户。
So many people are moving to Florida, California, and Texas. Those are the three long-distance destinations that we're seeing. And local, or relatively local, they're moving to New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, out of the city, into the suburbs. Feels like forever.
纽约市目前关门的企业更多，干净的地铁车厢几乎是空的，而枪支暴力事件正在增加。许多人在搬去临近的州，像新泽西州，那儿的房价正在上涨。
One of the things everyone mentions these days, they need office space in their home. That is an unaffordable luxury in New York City apartments. So people are looking to have an extra room, an attic or a basement that can be converted into an office and used for remote work. A lot of people are asking for that.
A daycare closed in mid-March. We started working at the same dining table, and I work with kids remotely on Zoom.I need complete silence because I sing with them, I tell them tales, but instead my husband would be right next to me on endless calls.
带着一个婴儿在纽约市的一个小公寓里度过4个月的封锁期后，他们决定搬到新泽西州一个宽敞的住房。他们可以拥有一个游泳池和2间办公室。他们说他们喜爱这个城市，但担心大流行病不会很快结束。
The thought that we could spend another year in a lockdown felt like insanity. So I'd rather find ways to get to New York City every day to get to work than risk spending another year locked in a small apartment without a balcony.
他们的许多朋友都在仿效他们的做法。过去10年，纽约市的空置公寓数量已经达到历史新高。尽管市政当局试图说服人们留下或搬回来，但到目前为止，很少有人听从。美国之音记者纳尔逊，纽约报道。
飞钓是一种巧妙的钓鱼方式，我们一起去了解一下飞钓爱好者的心得。
I finished college, and I turned in my last final in botany, and I went straight to the sporting goods store, got my license, my first pair of polarized glasses, and I went down to the river, and I was done. It was the end of a huge chapter of my life, and I was going to figure out what to do now.And on my first cast, I catch a striped bass about that big. And that was about as life-changing as having a kid. My life from that moment on completely changed. It wasn't I wanted to be a botanist in the rainforests in South America. It was, I need to get into fishing. I started guiding professionally right after college, but it wasn't until 10 years ago that I hung up my suit and tie to do this full time. Oh, no, he turned.
But we're looking for root balls, depressions, anything where those fish can hide from all those birds up above.
So the benefits of fly fishing versus tackle, conventional, is, let's say I'm casting and there's a fish and it bites and I miss the hook set. Well, I just throw my line back, throw it again. I don't have to reel that whole line in. Another largemouth. I can throw things that are more lifelike and put it in a fish's sight of view more efficiently than you can with a lure. This little three-year-old largemouth. Got a nice full belly on it. Everybody being stuck at home with their kids and families, there's a bigger need and want for guides to get people out of the house. Being able to tie your own flies and catch a fish on that is extremely rewarding.
Troll stickers for my daughter. My vise.
I only fish my own flies.
So I'm gonna take red thread, 6-aught, little base there, cut that off. And then this is just bead chain. And then crisscross. This is ostrich plume. 5 wraps forward. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that. Snow White damsel, and looks like that when it's wet.
The tidal basin may be one of the most unique spots you're ever gonna fish. You might hook something that's 30 or 40 pounds in front of Martin Luther King or Jefferson. My plan at the beginning was to only guide for a couple years and then get some other kind of job. Even after a super frustrating day, I don't really want to go back to an office job. Fly fishing's a lifestyle. Some people say it's a sport, it's an art. It's definitely a way of life.
专家指出，塞舌尔的阿尔达布拉环礁尽管已经进行了大规模的清理，但是环礁的大部分仍然被塑料覆盖。
在印度洋中部，距离最近的人烟也有几百英里的地方。塞舌尔的阿尔达布拉环礁的野生动植物正面临塑料的严重威胁。去年，牛津大学和塞舌尔群岛基金会组成的团队从环礁清除了25吨海洋塑料垃圾。据报道，这是全世界任何一个岛屿上最大的一个塑料垃圾堆。但研究人员说，那只占岛上累积塑料的5%，还有513吨有待处理。
It's not acceptable that Aldabra.One of the world's natural treasures is being impacted by plastic this way. Imagine if one of the world's most famous museums was absolutely covered in trash and this trash was degrading the value of the paintings. It's the same equivalent and that's just going to continue until peak waste, which is potentially 2100. So, you know, we're not even at the peak of this crisis.
根据自然科学报告，剩余的垃圾包括36万只人字拖，把它们全部清除要花费18000小时的工时，耗资350万英镑。剩下的垃圾大部分是捕捞金枪鱼的工业拖网渔船在海上所抛弃的渔网。有些环保人士说，捕鱼业应该支付清理费用。
At the end of the day, it comes full circle. If the tuna that you're eating basically costs the environment, costs somewhere like Aldabra, it's resilience.Its ecosystem services, you will end up also losing out in the long run. It might not be today, but we're starting to see that in the coming years.
虽然这是科学家第一次试图评估在如此偏远的地点进行清理的费用，他们知道在世界各地更多偏僻的岛屿上，塑料垃圾正在堆积起来。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。